Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what I say. That makes you a highly intelligent individual. Gary Murphy's a pretty smart guy, too. He's president of Brendan Worldwide Vacations. And they're wholesalers of vacation opportunities that your travel agent makes available to you. And we're going to talk about that industry, what's going on in that industry, how can you use it to your advantage? Is it maybe is it a business opportunity for you there? And also, how's the travel industry changed over the last 10 or 15 years? And what can we learn from them? And Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Tell us what Brendan Worldwide Vacations is.
We're known as a wholesale tour operator. We package travel, the land, the air, the sightseeing. We do a lot of coach tours. We do river cruises in Europe, sightseeing packages through the South Pacific and South America. We package it into one component, and then when your listener or a client goes into their local retail travel agency, or if they were to call it American Express, for example, when they sell that travel package, we are the supplier for that travel package.
Mm-hmm. And so it's many of us are familiar with the term all-inclusive.
Yes.
Is that what this is?
Well,
can
it
be?
Is all, for example, let's say you wanted to go on a safari down through East Africa and Kenya. You'd go into your travel agency, say, I'm interested in seeing the wildlife of Kenya. They would give our catalog and maybe a couple other catalogs and sell the benefits of both. And then when we arrange that airline ticket, you get to the airport in Nairobi, we meet you upon arrival, we bring you to the hotel, then one of our guides takes you out sightseeing for 4 or 5 days and brings you back, put you on the plane, and send you home.
And you write one check, and the travel, the transfers, the safari, the tipping, maybe not your alcohol, but your food, everything else is covered.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. And so, but I'm sure you can do it otherwise. You can do it not all-inclusive, right?
Yes, you talk about the market has changed. The consumer today, they want choices. And some of the consumers want everything included. They want to know how much they're going to spend before they go. And others say, you know what, I'm pretty comfortable making my own way around in cities, so I'd like everything included, breakfast and lunch, but keep dinners available. I'll pay for that on my own.
Mm-hmm. What about your industry? How is the industry doing these days in terms of growth? Is it growing? Are people traveling using your kinds of packages?
Well, the industry is, everyone in our industry is very optimistic about the future just because of, what's happened from the 60s, the baby boomers. They had to build additional schools when
right.
the baby boomers came in, that additional universities. Now there's additional hospitals and medical services. But our clientele, when people really start traveling, is in their late 50s onwards. They've got the disposable income and the time.
Baby boomers who made more money than their parents. But they are also now not only have that money and retirement, but they also have inherited the estates of their parents, the GI generation parents, who many of them who worked really hard and never spent any money. So now you've got a group of folks who want to see the world, and they got money to spend, don't they?
Yes, and travel has almost become an entitlement. Travel becomes as much a necessity as much as the refrigerator or the dishwasher. Today's people, they want every year, they need to mark that period of time off to go see the world.
But before all this happened, 10, 15 years ago, the travel agency looked different than it does today, doesn't it?
It certainly did.
Remind us what it looked like.
Well, around 10 years ago, you would have had around 36,000 retail travel agencies across the United States. These are brick-and-mortar offices where the public could walk in and really get a hands-on consultant.
Mom-and-pop travel agency.
Yes, to really end with great knowledge. And most of the income was driven from their commission they would earn in selling an airline ticket.
Airline tickets and booking hotels and car
and
rentals
packages,
and some
packages
a lot of incremental retail types of transactions.
Yes, and packages like us, what we sell at Brendan, and travelers insurance, all those different components.
But they got a little lazy, didn't they? Didn't many of them get a little lazy on the tour part and the other stuff was were quick transactions that could make 20, 40, 50 bucks a pop or whatever. They could work with their local businesses and build a business account. That's when I made a reservation with my travel agency, one of their people would deliver my ticket to my office.
Yes.
And I used them all the time. It was very handy. Then things changed. And we're going to talk about that and compare that to your industry right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gary Murphy is our guest. He's with Brendan Worldwide Vacations.
There's too much confusion.
Godfather, ladies and gentlemen.
But that new breed,
classic.
Ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
And just so, in case you wondered whether I was the king of Segway or nothing, or not, the travel agency has had to get a brand new bag in the last 10 years, haven't they, Gary Murphy?
They have. Some of them have really risen to the occasion, and some, unfortunately, have disappeared.
Some of them are gone. You said 36,000 10 years ago or so. How many you got now?
We have about half of that.
About half that. And the thing is, Gary, what happened to you, your commission structure basically got turned upside down. Much of it went away, and you had to completely think about a whole new way to do business. Let me give you another industry that the same thing happened to them, and that's the stockbroker industry.
It became, with the introduction of the Internet, it became commodity or the products that were commoditized, like an airline seat, something that it's hard to differentiate your product. The price point, it really started competing just on price.
Well, and the thing is, though, Gary, be honest with you, and you probably do this yourself, we have so many more handy features now online than we had before.
Yes.
It's not just about the technology that we have through airlines these days is not just about it's good for the airlines. It's good for the consumer, too.
It's good for the consumer, but this consumer still should not give up on contacting the retail travel agent, especially for international travel.
No, I agree.
Because it's all about shopping, and you'll be amazed at the knowledge or in expertise that they can, ferret out some pretty good pricing.
Well, the thing that you got to do, it seems to me, is now you have more options.
Yes, you do.
But just because you have more options doesn't mean that one of your options shouldn't be to still know a travel agency.
Well, for example, we put all the information on our website at brendanvacations.com, and you can, we say, all these wonderful things about our products. And on the Internet, there's no one really policing what people say about their products.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to have someone else endorse the product saying,
right,
you know what, this is a great package or this is a good hotel.
Well, the
Paris.
Other thing is your agent probably has either been there or sent someone there and they've got a report back.
Yeah. And
they'll sit there and say, okay, you picked that one, but you know what? I think you might not want to go on that one. We just got a report. That one didn't turn out as well as we thought. This is a better one.
But the challenge the industry is facing, or just faced, I'd say, over the last 10 years, is how the retail distribution system adapted to the changing environment caused by the popularity of the Internet.
Talk to us about some of the things that they did.
Well, the consumers love shopping online, and they like going and seeing what's available. And at first, the leader was Expedia, the big travel companies, Travelocity. And they had the technology, and it took a while for the smaller mom and pop offices to adapt and really learn how to use that technology. And now the small mom and pops that have adapted and embraced the technology, have their businesses boomed. I mean, they're mm-hmm. catching up on the big guys. The smaller people that sort of stuck their head in the sand and said no, and they continue doing the business right. the way I have, unfortunately, now they're gone.
They're in museums like the Tyrannosaurus Rex, aren't they?
Yes.
they're extinct. You know, I'll be honest with you, Gary. We don't use the online travel companies. We don't use Expedia.
Right.
We don't use those other. We go directly. We either use we would use an agency, a travel agency like yours, or we go directly to the source.
And that's what's impacting the business. You know, mm-hmm. Hyatt Hotels, the hotel companies have gotten very good at making it easy for the consumer to book online. The airlines made it very easy for the consumer to book online. So that type of business is sort of leaving the traditional retail distribution system. It's more of the niches, you know, the big cruise ships. It's specialty markets. It's I know, Jim, you're not a big escorted tour fan, but the coach people that are going on escorted tours of different mm-hmm. regions, those products have seen the advantages of the Internet because they can get their product out there.
Right.
The products that are just a seat in an airline, yes, you can go directly to that carrier's website and book the ticket.
Well, see, my motivation, though, Gary, is not that I have a problem with working online. Obviously, I don't. The issue is I want to talk to somebody directly. I want one of my people to talk to somebody directly with the people we're going to do business with. But it would be fine with me if a travel agency did that.
Well, and
but when you go with Expedia and some of those, in my opinion, you're not dealing directly with a company. You're dealing with an agent for an aggregator, so to speak.
Yes.
And your travel agents that are out there, they're more like they're talking more directly to the ultimate provider, and I like that part.
And also, if you ever have a challenge, let's say when you're misconnecting in Chicago due to
right.
weather, it's great to have a travel agent available to you to start working on you and finding alternate means of getting home or getting to your destination.
I've had that happen many times. I would just call them and say, "Fix it."
And
they call
do.
Me back and it'd be fixed.
Yes, and unfortunately, if you go directly sometimes to the end, either to the hotel or the airline, they don't have the tools, or they have them, but you're calling someone in India today.
Or worse, you don't call Expedia because they're not going to be there. And I'm not trying to diss Expedia. I only use them because that's an easy one to remember. But the main thing is you got choices today. Find the one that works for you.
Yes.
Give us your website again, Gary.
It's brendanvacations.com.
And when we come back, I'm going to get Gary to give us a little bit of an idea about some of the things that his company does, a little bit more an example. And we're going to talk about what he's learned that he thinks might help you with your business. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, also known as Richie Valens, the late great Richie Valens. Gary Murphy is our guest, and he's right here. He's the president of Brendan Worldwide Vacations, and that's Brendan, E before A, Brendan Worldwide Vacations. Is that BrendanWorldwide.com? Is that right?
BrendanVacations.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. BrendanVacations.com.
Or you can find us. You type it in 90 different ways. We work at it, make sure we're sure.
You got it covered, don't you?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Give us an example of the types of things. You mentioned those river tours. I've seen some of those canal tours in Europe. Those are pretty cool.
Well, what's happened in 1992, they completed the canal joining the Rhine and Danube over the continental divide in the Alps. So now
wow.
you can cruise all the way from Amsterdam down to the Black Sea in Bucharest.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. How long does that take?
That takes around 2 weeks.
Okay, I don't have 2 weeks. I'd have to
well,
get a fast boat to
weeks,
do that.
You can take portions of it.
Okay.
We have
right.
five-day tours. You have 6 days. We slice and dice it up. So you
right.
there's options of where you join the ship and where you
wow,
go.
Wow, I can't believe that.
And it's interesting.
How do they go across the mountains?
There's
locks?
A series of locks. You actually, yeah. The ship is actually raised almost 1,600 feet through a
wow.
series of locks over the Continental Divide right
How
there.
About
it's on
that?
The Mainz Canal.
That's got to be cool to see that. What about, say, in the South Pacific? You do some work there too, don't you?
We actually have been selling Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, and Tahiti since 1970. The company
wow.
started in 1968. We actually named the company after an Irish monk because we do a lot of business in Ireland. But 1970 started doing Australia, New Zealand, and it's a very welcoming group of people down there.
I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you because my next trip's going to be in Ireland.
Well, you can't go wrong there.
We got to go there. I got to talk to you. You got to help me put a deal together because I want to go to Ireland. I've been to England a couple of times. I've been to Scotland once. I want to go to Ireland next.
Well, we find that people on their list, you know, they have Alaska, they have Europe, they have Hawaii, and Ireland will be maybe 15 down to the, you know, way down their list of destinations.
Ireland is a cool place.
But we get our most repeat business to Ireland. When people go to Ireland, they say, why mm-hmm. didn't I go here early?
Well, earlier? And I'll tell you, I'm proud of Ireland because they are a shining beacon in a morass of poor performance. In, talking about Europe, folks, Ireland is, what do they call it? The miracle?
The Celtic type.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. It's really doing well over there. And we've got some friends. One of our brain trusts, at least, is John O'Donohue, is a poet over there. We're going to have to go see him. He's over in, what's the name of that place? Anyway, he's in the western part of Ireland. Connemara. He's in Connemara, Ireland.
We actually have a farm just outside of Galway called Rathbone Farm,
right.
Which is a little business we ran out there.
All right. Well, maybe I'll drop by there one day. Okay. In the 2 minutes we got left, what have you learned in transitioning in your industry that would help other industries?
Yeah, well, you have to stay close to the consumer. You stay close to your client. See where they're going. Talk to them. If you see them, you know, moving away from the way you're marketing or the way you're distributing your product, you can't fight them. You
right.
None of us have.
They're the boss, aren't they? It's
yes.
What's in
no,
it for them.
No one has the resources to educate the population on how we think they should do it. We have to follow their lead.
It's like trying to get your teenagers to do what you want them to do, right?
You give up on that. Yeah. So you really have to see where they're going. See what type of means they're using to find you and play in that field, play in that
and
market.
And you have to embrace technology. You can't fight that.
Yes, you do. You have to make that investment.
Another thing I tell people, Gary, and I'd like your thoughts on this, never make your customers touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. What do you think?
And make it something in it for them that they want to come back. Something that either on our side, we might, you know, we educational, make them feel comfortable, easy to go through the website or go, you know, yes, you have to make it so it's not problematic. You want, and you always want to give them a reason to come back to and take a look at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I like the education part especially because they might not always want to do business with you, but they're always going to want some kind of knowledge, aren't they?
Yes, and we get a lot of people signing on to our website where they want to hear about specials, and you know, we come up with some great opportunities sometimes. Airlines
right.
will have, you know, soft periods, and they'll sign up for our specials, and we'll, you know, once a week or once a month, depending how they want to get it, they receive them over the internet.
If I go to my travel agency, should I ask for Brendan Vacations? Can I do that?
That's my bread and butter.
Say,
so,
and folks, when you go, seriously, when you go there, tell them you want to see the Brendan, Brendan Vacations, and compare those to some of the others. Now you can tell them you heard it from the president. Hey, Gary, thank you for being here today. Good job.
I enjoyed it, Jim. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll see you next time. Gary Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, with Brendan Vacations. That's .com on the end. That's his website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.